When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Kicking off hour three of Clay and Buck right now, everybody. Thanks for rolling with us. Couple things we're going to get to this hour. Interesting. The Trump prediction about LIV Golf and the PGA, that's getting a lot of play now, Clay. I see this. A prediction that our own Clay Travis also made last summer.
A month before Trump. Yeah. I give credit to Trump, but my prediction on Fox News was a full month before his prediction. Great minds can think alike, just FYI.
I'm going to let you and the Trumpster fight that out at the 17th hole. That's up to you guys next time you're playing golf together. Trump is predicting as well, speaking of predictions, Hunter Biden will get charged with something small to make their strike on me look fair. I'm starting to think that some of Trump world is listening into the radio show here, buddy. But can I just say, for clarity's sake, just settle with the victory. I can already see the victory dance. You know, he's about to start getting it going. I have always said that their plan is to do something that just means no jail, that the special treatment will be deferred prosecution, something that doesn't involve any prison time. That is the, if they go for prison time, I'm wrong. If Hunter spends time in prison, I miss this one. So I think Trump is probably right on this, but do they feel they need that to balance it out, Clay? Well, Maggie Haberman of the New York Times is talking about sources telling her in Trump world that Trump, now this is from the New York Times, so take it for what it's worth. But Maggie Haberman has had a lot of access to Trump and Trump world. That's just a fact that Trump expects that there will be federal charges against him in the Mar-a-Lago documents case, too. So what do you make of all of it?
Yeah, we've said for a while that we think there are going to be charges against Trump. And some people get mad when we say we think there are going to be charges against Trump. Understand, this is not Buck and myself making decisions for the Department of Justice about whether or not to charge. This also is not us saying, by the way, Joe Biden's alleged crimes are far worse, right? We agree with all that. I believe you referred to my prediction, and I don't know when I first made it, but it might have been a year ago, that Hunter Biden would get charged, and it would be the fig leaf that allowed the Department of Justice to argue that Merrick Garland, that he would say, whether you're the son of the president or the former president, nobody's above the law. And I'm not sure what the significance of the charges would be against Hunter. I think that Trump is right. And I think I've said, I'm not saying they're going to try to lock the key and throw him away, right? But I believe, Buck, I'm correct. Again, we can go to the transcripts. I believe you said that was the equivalent of not just calling a home run, but calling a home run in the absolute upper deck of the stadium, that you were going to plant the ball there. I think it's the way they're going to do it. And this is me trying to get inside of Merrick Garland's head. And if he is truly undertaking what is an unprecedented, in my opinion, unjustifiable expansion of political warfare that we've never seen in 200 plus years in this country, to put, try to put your chief political adversary in prison using the Department of Justice and the FBI to do so of the sitting American president. He, in his mind, Buck, as a lawyer, has to convince himself that this is a justified action and that Trump's behavior is so egregious, it's worthy of doing so.
But he wouldn't have to think of this in terms of trade-offs. If no one's above the law, it doesn't matter whether this is done to Hunter Biden or not. If Trump broke the law, no one's above the law. So I don't see it it's not a legal rationale. It's a political rationale masquerading as a legal rationale.
Okay. It's a great point. And here's what I would say. I know a lot of lawyers who care desperately what other lawyers think about them. You know how a profession sometimes judges itself more aggressively than it does like the general public? There are lots of lawyers, and Merrick Garland as one, that want to be extremely esteemed by other members of the bar. And I think in his mind, again, this is me trying to get in Merrick Garland, the attorney general's mind. If he just charges Trump, it looks like he is just the hatchet man of Joe Biden. And I think he doesn't want that, Buck. I think he wants this idea of, he wanted to be a Supreme Court justice.
All right, this is his play.
This is me inside of his head telling you what I think he's saying.
So I have a very different view of Merrick Garland, right? This is just based on his actions. I think Merrick Garland is the guy who was willing to go along with the parents at the teacher meetings, at the school board meetings, are domestic terrorists and need to be investigated. I think Merrick Garland is a guy who is deeply embittered to this day because of the bet that really the Democrats gave to the Republicans, which is, Mitch McConnell decided that he wasn't going to get the up or down vote in the end of the Obama administration. And they figured, oh, fine, Merrick Garland, that was our moderate pick, which wasn't even true, just as an aside. But when we have President Hillary, we're going to get a really great judge in there. And he lost out. And I think he's bitter about that. So I don't know that he's somebody who at this point, I mean, even people, I'll tell you this, Andy McCarthy, our friend who comes on, you all know him, Fox News, Southern District prosecutor for decades. He was a Merrick Garland's pretty, I talked to him about this many years ago. He's like, Merrick Garland's pretty close to being a moderate. If we got Andy on now, based on what he's done under the Biden administration, he'd say Merrick Garland is a hack.
Okay.
So I think things have changed.
That take I get totally, Buck. And again, what I'm thinking is Merrick Garland is, what is he, like 65? That's my guess. Staff can let us know exactly how old he is. My point on that is he's not a young man who's got a long career. This is probably the last job that he's ever going to have. And so in his mind, and again, this is me trying to get in Merrick Garland's mind. You guys out there may think this is crazy. I'm just telling you, having spent time around older lawyers, they start to think a great deal about their legacy. And the legacy is often defined by the precedents that they set that future attorney generals will look at, that future lawyers will study in law school, right? I think he is desperately concerned about what his legacy is. And if he's going to turn 71. He's even older than I thought. He's going to be 71 in November.
But I also, charging the leading Republican presidential contender who's a former president and charging the sitting president's crackhead son is not the same thing. It's not the same universe, even apart from the crimes, even apart from everything else. So I don't understand. This doesn't, the argument of like, if he was sitting around with the fancy lawyers in the smoke filled room and he's like, see guys, I'm so even handed. That argument's preposterous. And I don't even think he really cares.
It matters to him. And if he's 71 and this is the last job that he's ever going to have, if he's going to undertake a truly unprecedented act, I think he wants the fig leaf of, I applied justice evenly, whether it was the president's son or it was the president of the United States. And I'm telling you, I think this is going to be his talking point. And if I'm wrong, and he's going to be totally partisan, I think Trump's going to get charged, but I think he wants that fig leaf. I think that's also why they like the fact that Mike Pence had classified docs, Buck, because they're also going to say, And we're not just charging Trump because he's a Republican. Mike Pence is a Republican running for president. He had classified documents, well, too, but he handled it the right way. Double fig leaves.
Yeah, I don't think they need fig leaves. I don't think he cares.
Hold on a second.
So the Mike Pence thing and the Joe Biden classified documents are effectively exactly the same. So no person would look at what happened. They had some loose documents, you know, around that were not secure that said classified. Those charges, or rather those circumstances for charges, are for all intents and purposes exactly the same. So it is impossible to even pretend that there's a rule of law if you're going to charge Mike Pence and not charge Joe Biden for it. They're not going to charge Trump for the documents. As we all know, the belief is, and by, maybe they don't charge him at all, we don't know, but people are thinking that it's going to be charges and it's going to be around obstruction of the documents. Now, assuming that that's true, they'll just say the obstruction is the problem, not the rest of it. And I also just think, Clay, this has been building for a long time. It's remarkable when you think about how many Republican politicians have faced either investigation of a criminal nature or even prosecution that's completely outrageous and obviously partisan. I mean, you go down the list. Chris Christie, who's running, remember Bridgegate? They got to lock him up. It's horrible what he did with the traffic jam. Scott Walker, the John Doe investigations. Rick Perry wanting to fire a prosecutor who was drunk driving. It's felony abuse of power. Bob McDonnell in Virginia when he was the governor. The Supreme Court had to say you can't actually just throw someone in prison because he was hanging out with somebody. Like, that's not really a thing. Of course, Russia, Trump collusion and all that with the special counsel. They have been building to this for over a decade. And this is actually a perfect transition. What is Gavin Newsom's fallback when he's getting into this public spat with Ron DeSantis? Kidnapping charges. There have been a couple of flights of migrants that have ended up in Sacramento, California. And the governor of California has said openly now, I mean, this is the feud that is spilling out into public view for everybody. The headline here is Newsom threatens DeSantis with kidnapping charges over migrant flights to Sacramento. Clay, this has become completely normalized for Democrats now. Instead of Newsom saying, my policies are better than yours, it's maybe we're going to try to extradite the governor of Florida to California under kidnapping charges. Also, offering someone a free ride is not kidnapping. You don't have to be a lawyer to get this one. This is crazy.
Well, this is a preview of 2028. Gavin Newsom is obsessed, fatal attraction style, with Ron DeSantis. Like, go look at Gavin Newsom's Twitter feed. He is constantly responding to everything Ron DeSantis does. And maybe it's in the event that Biden doesn't run, and in the event that something happens with Trump in charges, and everybody expects that we're going to get Trump-Biden part two. But, Buck, in the event that we end up with something different than that, I think a DeSantis versus Newsom matchup is not out of the question. And here, Buck, is a called shot the likes of which you have not ever contemplated.
Oh, my gosh. Now he's going into the parking lot with this shot.
I'm going to tease this. All right, I'm going to tease this. If I get this right, we got to think about what sort of payoff this would be. This is like hitting a parlay for those of you who are gamblers. This is like hitting a six-team parlay. I have got an incredible theory that I am going to share with you surrounding these allegations and criminal investigations and everything else on the next segment.
And we're going to start clipping all of these moments, and we're going to start betting things. I don't know. Clay has to do the show with a mustache for 6 months instead of his beard.
To be fair, I nailed the Live Golf PGA thing. I'm just saying it's a good day.
Yeah, but I didn't even. There was no opposition to that one. I care less. I'm glad you nailed it, though. You did nail it. Although they're saying that Trump nailed it, Clay. So let's not forget.
Trump is the great mind. Sometimes think alike, as we well know.
There you go. All right, switching gears, folks. Look, I pay attention to important things out there just like you do, too. To the people making a difference without stopping to ask for a lot of attention. There's a group of people that are part of a nationwide nonprofit organization by the name of Preborn. It's a network of clinics with caring people working to rescue the lives of babies. Each day, they save 200 babies from abortion by introducing moms to their beautiful unborn children. The way they do this is with a free ultrasound, and they also offer moms plenty of support and love and care. Because once a pregnant mom hears the heartbeat of her unborn baby, sees the precious life growing inside of her, a majority of the time, based on that experience, she's going to choose life. For just $28, you can sponsor a life-saving ultrasound for an unborn child. Please support Preborn's efforts. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby to make a donation. That's #250, say baby. Or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK. These are really good people we're helping with a godly mission, and they are saving the lives of unborn children. Please help if you can. Preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn.
From the front lines of truth, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
There is a great evil taking place in our society. Since 1973, over 64 million babies' lives have been taken. Preborn is dedicated to saving these precious lives. And every day, the staff members at Preborn Clinics rescue 200 babies and help women in crisis by sharing light, love, and a free ultrasound.
That changed my life, just from that ultrasound picture.
You see, when an expectant mother meets her precious baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life for her baby. Would you join me and Preborn in rescuing babies' lives? One ultrasound is just $28, and for $140, you can sponsor 5 ultrasounds helping to rescue 5 babies' lives. To donate securely, use your cell phone and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, saying baby, or go to preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/buck. You will never regret saving a baby's life. Visit preborn.com/buck, sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. All right, Buck. Are you prepared for the greatest potential called shot? Maybe in the history of radio. Some are saying this may be the greatest called shot in the history of radio.
Getting Trumpy, too. I like this. Getting Trumpy.
Yeah, Trumpy, too. Trump-like. I will say this. There's been a huge debate in the audience, huge debate on the show, about Joe Biden as a 2024 contender. What if the way out for Biden is through Hunter being charged with a crime? He decides to pardon Hunter, also decides to pardon Trump as his fig leaf justification of how nasty our politics has become, says that he has done his best to help to mend the tears in the nation, but that he believes for the betterment of the country, it is important that he step down, but he wants to try to fulfill his campaign pledge to return normalcy and decorum. And therefore, he has decided both President Trump and his son should be pardoned of all federal crimes, and he will not run going forward. This is a statesmanlike exit for him that simultaneously protects his son. It would be negotiated with Merrick Garland in advance, so Merrick Garland knows that this is actually going to get wiped out, but it allows Merrick Garland to also wag his finger and talk about no one being above the law. Everybody wins. Think about it.
I think you've seen a lot of Aaron Sorkin movies, my man. I'm sorry. I think these lunatic libs are going to go scorched earth and burn down the Republic before any of that stuff happens. So that's
what I see
happening.
You would still have the New York and Georgia. And that's what a lot of people are forgetting, because the federal charges are potentially just a pinprick of the problem that Donald Trump is going to face overall. But charges,
New York, he's not going to. There's no prison that's going to happen with the New York charges.
That's correct.
I just can't imagine. Right. And I think Georgia, we talked to Andy about this, McCarthy, last week. Georgia's pretty weak, really, because if it is just if it's advancing a legal theory, no matter how much they hate a legal theory, if you criminalize that, you know, what's next? Criminalizing somebody having a legal defense when they're accused of a crime? It's crazy. So I think that a big part of it, Clay, is just going to be they're doing this to impugn him, and they're doing this to mess up the gears of the Trump campaign. That's their plan. The process is the punishment. One of the most important things to know about American politics and American life these days. And they're just going to try to grind him down with court appearances and nonsense while he, and of course, MSNBC and CNN will be saying, our, you know, alleged felon Republican nominee and all the, you know, fake and sanctimonious nonsense. So that's how I see it playing out. But if you're right on this, I don't even know what to say. We got to get you a crystal ball and like one of those.
Well,
you know,
monocle and everything else. I would love to hear from Bill Barr, because my idea is when you're the former attorney general, those guys all get together and they have scotches or whatever it is, and they don't want to be looked at as a partisan loon. I really do believe that matters to these guys. And that's why I'm trying to get in Merrick Garland's head. I understand some of you don't agree, but I'm trying to project what he's going to do. There's an idea. There's an idea for how Biden gets out. Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, if you're with them, you're overpaying. Pure Talk can save your family over $900 a year. Right now, get unlimited talk, unlimited text, ultra-fast 5G data for just $20 a month. Coverage is phenomenal. Pure Talk uses the most dependable 5G network in the country. Switching to Pure Talk's easy. Grab your phone, dial #250, say the keyword Clay and Buck. You'll get unlimited talk, text, plenty of data for just $20 a month. Their U.S.-based customer service team makes all this easy, answers all of your questions. So choose a veteran-owned company that cares about keeping jobs in America and saving you money. Pick up your phone. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck for unlimited talk, text, plenty of 5G data, just $20 a month. Dial #250, say Clay and Buck. Again, 50% off your first month with Pure Talk. That is #250, say Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We're joined now, cool guest. He's in our New York City studio. You can watch him, I believe, on video if you are one of our VIP subscribers. Coach Bill Courtney, who just launched a new podcast on iHeart called An Army of Normal Folks. He's also the subject, and I love this movie. Some of you may have seen it. It won an Oscar in documentary, the documentary category, called Undefeated, author of Against the Grain. And I want to start, Coach, with the movie Undefeated. For those of you out there who are looking for something that you might want to watch with your family, if you haven't seen this, it's the story of Bill and a inner city Memphis team and their quest to try to win a state championship. And really, you see the degree to which, and this is why I was so fired up about COVID shutting down so many schools, a huge percentage of boys, and I know a lot of you out there listening know exactly what I'm talking about, and I want you to explain it for people who may not see it, Coach. A huge percentage of boys out there, especially in inner cities, stay in school so they can play sports. I mean, that's just the truth. And you hope the light bulb's going to go off at some point. Basketball, football, whatever the sport is. Coach, what did you see and how important when that movie Undefeated came out, which won an Oscar and it's fabulous, and I encourage you guys all to watch it. How much does just playing a sport help to keep so many kids out there on the straight and narrow and even enrolled in school, period?
Well, it's the hook. I mean, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, you know, I've tried to do this, I've tried to do that. How do I reach this segment of people or this segment of people? And the answer is you got to have a hook. And the hook for me was football. And you're absolutely right. A lot of kids, obviously, they have it backwards. They're not in school to play football. They're in school to learn. But the true candor is the football is the hook, and that hook gives you an opportunity to reach them on things that will hopefully last long after football ends.
Coach Bill, it's Buck. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Buck.
So Clay has been at thank you, thank you. Clay has been educating me on this PGA Live merger. A lot of big headlines all across the internet. Some people very, very fired up over this. What do you think? I mean, you're a guy who knows sports. What's going on?
I think it's a potpourri of gravy and mashed potatoes mixed up with egos that God only knows what that's going to taste like when it's over with, frankly. I mean, it's a lot of money, a lot of ego, a lot of posturing, and, it's amazing. It's almost like politics, how people can sit there and tell one another how bad they don't like each other and how much they distrust each other and how evil one another are, and then somehow turn around and end up in a bowl together. I don't know. I think people should check their egos at the door a little bit and avoid some of what those guys are going through right now.
And would you tell us what you launched a podcast on iHeart last month? Today.
I've been working on it for a year, actually, doing interviews and all. But the first launch today on iHeart, and it's an army of normal folks. And yeah, it kind of sounds goofy, but the idea is in all of our urban areas, we drive around the cities and there's these exits or off ramps or viaducts where you really don't want your car to break down or you have a flat tire. And you kind of look over the edge of the viaduct as you pass by and you think, man, somebody ought to do something about that one day. As you kind of peer down at the despair and the disenfranchisement, the poverty, and the brokenness that continues to plague our society and culture today. As if that sentiment matters. And I don't think the sentiment means a damn thing. Frankly, I think you ought to tilt that rearview mirror about 30 degrees and look yourself in the face and say, you know, I ought to do something about that one day. I think government has proven woefully inadequate in caring for the most disadvantaged among us. I think it becomes paternalistic. I think we strip people of the dignity and value of hard work. And I think the more government, the worse. And I think you can say that, but you're hypocritical to say that if then you're not willing to get off your butt and go do something in your communities about things that you can do. And so we've created this podcast called An Army of Normal Folks, and we are interviewing I just don't think the world's problems are going to be solved by fancy people on Fox and CNN using big words that nobody understands. I think we have a lot of dysfunction in DC. We have sought out average, normal folks who have done extraordinary things in their communities and we're telling those stories, and we're not telling those stories in a Hallmark way with a pretty bow wrapped up on it. All of us have failures and inhibitions and goals and dreams and sadness and excitement in our life. And so we kind of unpack each of these individuals' worlds, where they came from, and not why they did something good because they're so wonderful, but really what they overcame to be active in their communities and societies. And we tell those stories each week. And the idea is hopefully it's not only redemptive, but inspirational. And it motivates all of us to say, I don't care if we're right, left, black, white, green, blue, Christian, Jewish, agnostic, whatever. The one thing we all can do together is be an army of normal folks serving those in our community.
Coach, last question for you. Your story, Undefeated, and I would encourage people to check out the podcast that iHeart's distributing, An Army of Normal Folks. But you, in the movie Undefeated, spent, obviously, a huge part of that story is Memphis.
Right.
What can you tell us about what's going on in the ground in Memphis right now? This show is number one, I believe, in the Memphis area. Tons of people are listening there right now. Memphis has had a brutal past several years. Your story was before COVID, several years before, but the struggles the city has been going through were certainly epitomized in that story. What is the city of Memphis like now, and what needs to happen in order for Memphis to get back to being a place that that frankly is safe and that allows as many kids as possible to have productive futures?
Memphis is a cool place, first of all. I don't want to rail on Memphis. I mean, lots of culture, lots of history, music, barbecue, FedEx World Headquarters is there, International Paper, AutoZone. Memphis has a lot going for it, but you're absolutely right. It has a lot going against it. And candidly, guys, I would love to be able to join you all for 2 hours and talk every political bit you guys can come up with. And I do listen to you, and I love it. But what I'm about to say is really not very sexy, but it's just true. Until we start educating our children, we are going to continue to have problems in our cities. And education is really not a sexy buzzword. It's not something that ever ticks in the top 10 of politicians' worlds when they're out campaigning, but it's just true. And the other truth to that is we all have a problem with it. School boards are typically elected, and so we have a problem with our school boards. We have a problem with our teachers and school unions. We have a problem with our parents. We have a problem with our administrators. We have a problem, and we sit there and we see our city's tax bases dwindle because we continue not to graduate productive citizens that are adding to that tax base. And we see crime being committed by younger and younger and younger people that should be in high school or haven't been in high school, aren't learning anything. And we sit around and talk about what are we going to do. And meanwhile, we all are complicit in a really poorly educated public. And until we get serious about taking care of our kids, we're going to continue to perpetuate generational poverty and crime. And I think Memphis is suffering from that, but I also think so do many metropolitan areas around our country, and it gets worse and worse. And until we get serious about it, I fear we're going to continue to suffer the consequences of that inaction on our part.
Coach Bill, thanks so much for being here. The podcast is out for everyone to check out. An Army of Normal Folks launched on iHeart today. It's out. Go check it out.
Thanks, guys.
Undefeated. Check that out, too, Buck. I think you and Kerry would even enjoy that. Put it on the list. It's inspirational. You'll feel better when you watch it. If you got kids, it's one that it's an Oscar-winning documentary. Fabulously well done. Some days, you have to dig deep for the energy you need, but where does that energy come from? Men's bodies? Testosterone's where it comes from. And if your body's not producing enough to meet the demand, you're feeling worn out long before the day is over. That's why you need to check out the company Chalk. C-H-O-Q, their most popular daily supplement. The male vitality stack specifically formulated to provide more energy and focus. Leading ingredient, guess what? It'll replenish 20% of the diminished testosterone levels in your body in just 3 months' time. One of many benefits that comes from the Male Vitality Stack, you're going to feel a ton better as a result. I wish, frankly, we could ship just tons and tons of boxes to the Biden White House, because I think a little bit more testosterone on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue would make a big difference day to day. Get online today, chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, website spelled C-H-O-Q.com, 35% off any Chalk subscription when you use my name, Clay, in the purchase process. That's C-L-A-Y, my name. Check out chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com.
Geek out with the guys on the Sunday Hang with Clay and Buck podcast. A new episode every Sunday. Find it on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Meet Kelsey. When she found out she was pregnant, she wasn't sure where to turn. But after meeting with the counselors at a preborn network clinic, they welcomed her and supported her and provided her with a free ultrasound. Kelsey heard her baby's heartbeat and she chose life.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
By introducing a woman to her baby on an ultrasound, a baby's chance at life doubles. Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, use your cell phone and dial pound 250 and say the keyword baby. That's pound 250 saying baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/buck. That's preborn.com/BUCK, sponsored by Preborn. Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
Closing up shop here on Clay and Buck for the day. And want to remind you all to check out the podcast that we have here at the Clay and Buck Show. We also have additional content that goes in that stream. So even if you're listening on one of our fantastic affiliates, like, for example, KTLK FM here in St. Louis, where I am, I'll be hanging out tonight. If you're listening, I hope you're coming to the event tonight in St. Louis, where I will be hanging out with everybody who is there and talking about saving America, which is really the basis of everything that we do. But the podcast stream is full of new content, things like deep dive interviews, the Tudor Dixon podcast. Check it out. Also, Clay, it seems to me that you are going to be out for a few days here. Are you? Is this a couples retreat? And have you seen the couples retreat movie?
I've not seen the movies. Yeah, I'm going out. You may have heard of this place. I've never been. It's in East Tennessee called Blackberry Farms. And
I've always wanted to go.
It's supposedly really nice. I've never been. Two of my buddies from law school and their wives, they all put this trip together. So I'm going to be out there. And honestly, I mean, giving people a little bit behind the scenes, I told you, I was like, hey, just so you know, it wouldn't stun me if Trump got charged. And so I told you, I was like, hey, I'll put the trip a little bit on hiatus. It's not like I'm going to be unreachable, because I think this is one of those times when, you know, when you wake up and pick up your phone in the morning, like, you have no idea what might happen during the course of the day.
I mean, if you and Laura, Mrs. Travis, are getting shiatsus and you run out in your robe on the cell phone to call into the show, Clay, we got it, buddy. Don't worry about it. We're going to have it covered one way or the other.
I've never gotten a massage in my life.
No 100%. Way.
I've never been in one of the, I mean, I've obviously stayed at hotels that have massage parlors or whatever you want to call it. I've never been to a spa. I've never gotten a massage, never had a pedicure, manicure, like hot wax treatment, any of that. I've never done any of it. So I haven't even, I've seen it in movies and TV shows and whatnot, but I've never had any of that experience.
I'm honestly dumbstruck.
Here's another
right
good
now.
Question for you. What percentage of our audience has had a massage? And I'm not talking about like the Robert Kraft style massage where you pull up in a in a strip mall. I'm talking about like a legitimate, you know, like tissue massage or whatever you want to call it.
Oh man, I would guess half. I would guess
half. So you
half.
Think people when, more likely have had massages than golfed?
Oh, I think probably more. Because remember, first of all, the women like getting massages too. More women like massages.
Yeah, sorry,
than,
I meant men. I think
like
most
golf.
Women have had a massage at some point.
Well,
I
now
mean,
you
men.
Move, you know.
Yeah,
Clay's moving the goalposts, and we're gonna mark down all these crazy Clay predictions today. Where there's even no goalpost moving on any of that, I can assure you, Clay. I think that the way that most people get introduced to massage is when they're on vacation, the spa. Yep. Is and I'm telling you, like, if you go to see at this fancy place, is a very nice place in Eastern Tennessee where you're going, couples massage, which is great. And I'm gonna text Laura and say that she has to say, you have to go get a massage. You two need to go and do this. You will love it. It is amazing. I'm not leading you astray. But man, it's expensive at these resorts for sure. They definitely, that's one way they run up the bill on you real fast. The spa treatment. Now I'm sounding like a guy who spends a lot of time at spas, which is not true, but I do like a good massage.
Our producer, Allie, just said, again, congratulations to Allie. We talked about this. She's back in the studio after having gotten married. She said her new husband, Gerard, would give me a massage. He's excellent at it. I don't want a man to touch me like that.
He's professionally trained. Wait, he's professionally trained.
I think I would. I've never had a massage before. I think I would only get one from a woman. I don't think I want a man like rubbing all over me. I don't know. What do you usually get, Buck?
I'm
do you
tell
get men
you
or women?
Even I always choose the female masseuse. I will tell you that even within massage aficionado world, there are guys who they think that, you know, they don't care. And there are other guys who only like a lady masseuse. So a masseur, I suppose, would be the male version. So if I don't know, I have not had a masseur. I've only gone masseuse.
It's rare that my jaw drops when I look down at the text exchange here and Allie is opening up, offering up her new husband to give me a massage. I'm like, well, I don't even know what to say hardly to this offering. Allie, I mean, she's married.
Hands,
next thing you know, she's rolling right in. Like, my husband will just give you a massage. Like, I don't know how I feel about all this.
I love she's telling us he's a professional. He's licensed. He's been, and it's all true, by the way. But that's the thing. Like, you're doing boxing. Like, you're doing some physical activity these days.
Yeah.
You know, we got to text Laura. We have to tell Mrs. Clay Travis that you guys need a couples massage in Eastern Tennessee and you need to report back. And don't worry, I'm not going to throw any keg parties while you're gone. If they indict Trump, I'm going to hop into the foxhole and do everything I can to fight for Trump and for justice in America. You need to go and drink some mint juleps and get your shoulders rubbed, buddy. That's what you have to do.
I'm boxing 3 days a week now. One of the best workouts there is. I love it. Never had the massage. So now I'm intrigued. Should I go get a massage? And is it uncomfortable? Is it awkward? Do you get asked if you want a male or female? Like, how does that work?
That part of it. Yeah, usually you specify. But think of it like if you're Rocky and Mick's in the corner. And he's like, get in there, Rock. And he's like pounding your shoulders. It's a little bit like that, except more music with wind chimes and, you know, you're wearing like a tiny towel. But it's very similar.
I love that Buck is just Mr. Massage. He's out massages all the time. I've really never been to one.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.